Watson Hall presents
The Pirates of Drynax, 2nd edition, with Nick Marsh as the Games Master.
The Trojan Reach, the place where empires die.
An oasis of culture and technology in a dangerous and barbaric sector.
Drynax itself was blasted to ash, leaving the floating palace as the only remaining property of the King of Drynax.
He will give you the Harrier as your ship and more. He will give you a letter of mark and reprisal.
Solitary worlds can't bloody hold out against a God's cursed empire.
You take the Harrier and you cut a bloody swathe across the stars. Every ship in space is your legal prey. We do this right. And we'll show there's life in this old empire yet.
An excellent way to make a lot of money really quickly.
They wanted me to be on the prison blinders and I didn't.
Reaching out pleadingly towards us.
I want to build something that lasts.
Wealth distribution is a perfectly reasonable idea.
Or carve out a new kingdom in blood and steel!
Oh, God, that's disturbing.
Well, I do have a number of skills that I would like to learn, and I don't know whether it is possible for me to learn them yet. So if you could give me a quick rule on that, that would be handy.
Yes.
Artist hologram.
I mean, there's plenty of people on Drynax who are that way inclined, so...
Okay.
Wait, just a sec.
Also, to be honest, they've got an extensive library. So, you know, if you know literally nothing about it,
okay. Then
you can pick up the basics. Yeah,
so body language, which turns out does not vary by species, which
I was going to say, presumably that's... Yeah, presumably that's... okay.
First aid does, but...
Yeah, I'm surprised. The difference, what, so you can read a hiver as well as you can read...
Really?
I may give you some situational penalties to that.
I would be quite happy to specialise it in humans.
I think you've been around humans enough that you can take it as human. Varga also have very similar, you know, dogs have quite similar body language to humans anyway, not to disparage.
I think I agree, because in Humanx, which admittedly was a second edition GURPS, the whole point is that the humans and the Thranks, because their society are together, you get some really odd stuff. For example, if you are frightened of bugs, you have to take a specific extra oh shit for you to be frightened of these big giant space grasshoppers, because everywhere you go they are around and have been around.
My mate Steve, yeah, they're not.
Yeah, exactly.
We're saying particularly has been around humans probably as much, if not more, than you've been around Varga.
Yeah.
Humans, even in our society, humans and dogs have evolved body language to mimic human body language, because they're
and vice
pet
versa.
Dogs anyway. Not that I'm in dangerous territory.
No. And vice versa. They can read our emotions, and we can read dog emotions.
Anyway, the point is, yes, I'm willing to accept with humanoid, or at least creatures that evolved on the same planet, I think for something
whereas
like a hiver.
Are just shit.
Anyway, but yes, you can have body mode.
So, gunner beams we already talked about, pilot high performance spacecraft.
Mm. Yeah, that's, you've been around that enough.
And the last one on my current list is teaching.
I would argue that in many ways a talent rather than a skill. Well, you can learn it. you can learn the basics of how to get ideas across. And again, you can pick that up from... If you're doing skill at a very basic level, you can pick a lot of this stuff up from vids and books and things.
My usual pattern on this sort of thing is... I don't generally say no when a character wants to learn a new skill, but there may be restrictions. That's always that approval stage.
Okay. None of those are outside things that you could possibly Yes, if you were interested in them.
I'll stick those on at one point then.
Okay. Well, when Shim returns... Oh, there we go. Hello. Hello, Shim. Well, you are on Drinax.
Great.
You... So you have quarters on Drinax. They're pretty cramped and shared because everywhere on Drinax is kind of pretty cramped. It's incredibly opulent, but the Harrier is also pretty opulent. You might want to stay on the Harrier if you'd rather, but it's up to you. Jaffa probably wants to die on the Harrier and may well do with a bit of luck.
Oh, thank you.
So anything you particularly want to do on Drinax? So you've been there a day, you're refueled for free on Drinax. I do need to send you... I don't know whether the easiest thing, Roger, is just to send you the date and your current balance rather than my spreadsheet, which is a bit more involved.
Whatever you can.
I'll work on that when I get a sec. But... As it stands, it is, we are around about day 52, 1105. You have about 89,000 credits in your kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you're trying to do? So you have two scouts that you have landed at the airport. You are sent a message that pings to the Harrier. And anywhere else you may have, if you're in official accommodation, it pings up on your sort of local screens there. You are cordially invited to a feast tonight with King Oleb and selected guests in the throne room of the floating palace. And underneath, presumably this is written by Oleb, a celebration of your incredible deeds since you were launched from this palace. Drinax resurgent, with three exclamation marks. Formal wear. So you have a few hours to prepare for that, as you like.
Sadly, this is not a game with boasting skill.
Is there anything else you'd like to... I mean, the palace itself, it's incredibly beautiful. It's incredibly cramped. There's lots of kind of little workarounds for things that were really just supposed to be... you know, all the botanical gardens have been all repurposed into hydroponics bays for the food. The
this
ballrooms...
used to be a graphitic fountain full of boiling water. Now we use it to make coffee.
The ballrooms are schools for the little lordlings. Pretty much everyone on Drinax has a title of some kind. They're all the earls of this or the baronet of that or whatever. Consequently, Olab's court has weirdly become a bit of a meritocracy because there's very little to choose between the nobles, all the cleaning ladies, and the cleaning gentlemen, are all earls of this, or viscounts of that. There is the famous recently arrived about 5 years ago, Rashando, the trader who seems to be involved in a lot of the procuring. One, he's the one who tends to take possession of any famous works of art that Oleb is selling slowly to keep Drinax, the floating palace, going. And also he's the one who procures things for most people on the palace. So anything or anywhere you want to go, your ships are currently being stored in the hangar bay. There is not, there's no kind of shipyard, even though it's a Class A starport, but it is a pretty, it is a Class A kind of starport repair area.
Yeah, so basically they're not building new ships, but...
But they know they know a lot about how to fix ships and repair ships and upgrade ships. Particularly as Jaff has been there for a while, and give them some tips.
I have given them a bit of an oversight. I am after quite a lot of materials for the Harrier, so I'll be asking around after that. But I suspect the answer is no. We haven't managed to get anything.
Well, you pointed towards Rashando, who'll be the person to ask for that. So he's the one who tends to. As I say, arrived about 5 years ago, and he's sort of taken over a lot of the procuring of things. He's pretty much the linchpin now of the trading on the floating palace. There are kind of the servants' quarters and tunnels and things that go under the palace and up near the grav plates. There may be some black market activity there. You've heard rumours that's where you go to. You know, that's the kind of the under market, if you like.
I mean,
but Rashando's the main
Rashando is striking me as the sort of person who is at some point going to be denounced as a parasite on the people, and at that point he really needs to have an escape ship handy. Until then, he can make lots of money.
Students of the Russian Revolution.
That's Rashando, you said.
Rashando, R-A-C-H-A-N-D-O. And he owns a small, well, not owns it, but runs out of a small section known as Rashando's Bazaar, which is, again, there is a map of all these places, but it takes out, considering it's a fairly small place, it takes a reasonable percentage of it. This area here is.
I think we've got that map somewhere.
Yes, you probably have in one of your
many
handouts.
Yes, I don't know. No. So, I will probably have asked Rorsain to, and I've basically given him the specs of the bit of kit that we need. The main thing, more than anything, is the tech level 15. Materials to actually sort out the hull.
Yeah, we haven't been anywhere that would have those available for salvage, so I think we are just going to have to lay out some cash for them.
Yes. The Empire of Sindal stuff would be your best bet, if you can track down any of that. You did have a lead on
I think that was something Sam was following up.
Yes, Sam had been looking into Captain Envy's cavern. A captain who had disappeared and then came back much stronger, apparently with Sindali technology. So far, through looking in, he heard about it in one of the many trendy wine bars on the Floating Palace. He found some mention of it in the Drenaxian Library, which seemed to localise it just on the jump kind of signature of where Captain Envy was supposed to go, somewhere in the subsector you're in now, which is now the Tlaiawa sector, but everyone here calls it the Drenax subsector. Because they're not going to use those filthy Aslan words.
Not at all, no. Okay, Captain Envy.
Yes, if you need a refresh on that. I've got this somewhere.
How do I spell it?
Envai.
Okay, it's not in the briefing.
No, this is something that Sam found on his own. The rumour is that 200 years ago, a captain, or thereabouts, Captain Jomo Envy stumbled across a hidden stash of Sindalian Empire equipment. He was on the run from several enemies, none of whom were powerful by themselves, but collectively added up to much more than he can deal with. The story Sam heard suggests that Envy hid his ship in a cavern, deep on the side of a canyon on some nameless floating rock. He rigged up some temporary seal over the entrance and made some kind of living space, repaired his ship, No noise was in the cavern, but after he emerged, he launched a series of attacks on all of his energies, all of his enemies, and basically destroyed them all in various different ways of various different stories. No one knows what happened to him, but Sam has got the sort of an early lead on where this cavern may be.
Thank you. I am interested in getting this turret repaired, largely so that I can fire missiles.
I think that might actually be our highest priority actually at the moment. For the ship.
You may also want to get some formal wear if you haven't got any already. Drenexian formal wear, particularly.
Well, the other advantage is that would give us a weapon on each face of the ship,
that
which
would
be a huge advantage.
Yes. You would lose some cargo space.
We wouldn't have to do so much of things like flipping upside down and then flipping back over again.
It is only steerage cargo.
Can I assume that
it's not as if it's sitting right next to the main hold and you could put an awkward thing into that corner or whatever? So.
No, Azan has basically filled it up with various leads from the 80s, that sort of thing. sorry, not Azan, Jaffa. Azan would be horrified at the clutter. Sorry, Jaffa.
Bearing in mind, Jaffa has lived on the Drynax thing for a long while.
Mm-hmm.
Can I assume that I've got something tidy enough that I can wear for one of Oleb's bashes?
Well, you probably haven't got something. You don't know what he means by formal wear, honestly. I mean, to be honest, a lot of people on Drynax have kind of formal wear anywhere, so you probably would have had some. You don't know if it's formal enough, but you probably got something. Also, Oleb generally doesn't give a shit about protocol.
Well, I mean, the other thought as well is the fact that, you know, I have this dirty great big metal jaw and I sound like Metal Mickey.
All the more reason to scrub up. But you know that Oleb doesn't hold much score with that, but there are some people on the palace who really do. So, it's up to you.
I will visit my usual tailor.
Yes.
What you did last time was very effective, but that was last time. Now I need to make a new impression. And we're going to argue about this, but I'm going to win, and what I'm going to win with is more colours.
Very nice. That's probably going to... I mean, if you want something like jaw-dropping and you want it by tonight, that's probably going to be 500 credits.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
But what else has he got to spend his money on?
I am, after all, the dandy highwayman.
I presume, having actually worked briefly on a merchant ship until it was stolen by pirates and thief, I assume I have encountered the concept of tailors. Or at least off the peg clothing.
Yes, it is still nuts to you that people give a shit about what they put on themselves. But they do, and particularly on this palace, they really seem to care about it.
I will take Ozan to the tailor who I use, and I will also take my best suit, and he will swap my silver braids for gold braids for this time, which probably will cost about 50 credits. But he will also sort Ozan off something, probably mostly off the peg, but with a bit of alteration.
I think, between the pair, you can get something for 100 credits, which doesn't look anything like as impressive as Rosane. But,
then again, we don't want to look as impressive as Rosane.
He is your captain.
Everyone has made that mistake once. And only ever once.
Sam is going to sit this out, because Oleb always gets drunk and asks Sam to start singing, and Sam's never in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you've been to many formal occasions, but whenever you've met Oleb, that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyone else?
I did not forget to buy carousing seal. Phew.
Anyone else doing anything before the evening?
Do we know what is likely to happen at this party? Like, what sort of...
Drinking, carousing.
Drinking I can do.
Feasting. I think you... Some of them are legendary. Some of them go on for days. Particularly if Oleb's in a good mood, you get the impression from his missive that he's in quite a good mood with you guys. Feasting, gesturing, entertaining, Oleb doing silly things, people frowning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think space medieval banquet.
Yeah. Okay. I can carouse, that's no problem.
Okay.
As long as I don't have to dance.
Sorry, no, I'm just forcibly reminded of the thing we discovered from Written of Memes. That Al Capone decided that he wanted Fats Waller to play for his birthday party. So he had some of his boys pick him up after a concert and forced him to play for the next 3 days.
Oh, God.
Tipping him $100 a song.
I mean, they take the rough with the smooth, don't you really? Sorry, that was not a rough joke. Yes, this is not the court of Versailles. This is the court of Henry II, if you like.
So Pavans and that sort of thing.
Probably more of the court of King John. No disparaging of King Edward.
Yeah. I've just checked, my dancing is 4.
It will not be a soiree.
That's a bit right.
It's more of a shindig.
No idea what my dancing is, but my brawling is 12. My explosives demolition is 12, and my fast draw pistol is 12, and my beam weapons is 13.
Doesn't default to explosives demolition, obviously.
Well, it will tell you the sort of party it will be, in that all of those skills are, you're right, much more likely to come into play than dancing.
Oh, yeah, you guys, here are some packs of cards you can bring along. For some reason, people don't like it when I get a pack of cards out.
Don't shuffle them. Let Rosane shuffle them.
Shuffle them as much as you like.
Oh, you think that's rearranged the cards? Bless you. Right, okay.
I roll tactics.
It has rearranged the cards.
Tactically,
I determine the winning move.
Never play cards with Rosane. from that sort of granular level, that is what you discern. Okay, you are... You head... It's fairly short distance, because not that many places are... far away on the floating palace. It's actually a relatively informal affair. You're ushered in to the throne room. Now the old throne room has already been repurposed as an engineering hub, so the new throne room is relatively cramped, but there's not that many people here. The king himself is sitting on the Iridium throne, which is a throne kind of resembles a kind of giant moor. It's made from the ships of defeated enemies of the Drinax Empire. He's trying to lounge on it. You are ushered in and announced by the page. I haven't been to a royal feast.
Very minor point, Herald. His Majesty. The Iridium throne is the Imperium.
Oh, very good point, yes. I knew Iridium throne was in my head.
Dragon throne, something like that?
It is the dragon throne, thank you, yes. He is not attempting to assert the Emperor. Not yet, anyway.
I'm sure he will, given time. But...
You're right, thank you. That is a very good, that's a very good point. But it is. It remains the... There is a picture of it here, but it is in very grainy black and white, and you won't be able to see a thing. It's the Platinum Throne, of course. No, the Dragon Throne. But it is made of... Oh, the Dragon Throne is actually older than the Iridium Throne of the Imperium. Mm-hmm. From fused hull metal of ships defeated and captured by the Starguard over the last 3,000 years.
I've jumped.
So seated in there, in the relatively small tables, is the sour-faced Lord Rax, who is effectively the defence minister of Drinax. He is as it's sort of played between a cross between Charles Dance and Alan Rickman. He is
he is the British voice in amongst the Americans, which means that you know immediately he's the bad guy.
Well, he's clearly disproving. As you're issued, they're circulating cocktails. There is the radiant Princess Rao. There is Prince Harrick, who has recently, within the last 6 months, emerged. He was in the conquest of Asim, which is now the only world that Drynax owns. It went a bit wrong. There wasn't much resistance, but the shuttle crashed. And they basically scraped what was left of Prince Harrick up, brought him back in a sleep unit, what do you call it, low berth, and they've been working on him for about 10 years, and he has recently emerged. Jaffa, you've met him before.
Is he a dick?
It's hard to say quite what he is, because he sort of hits you right in the uncanny valley, Prince Harrick. Looks, it's a bit like David Cameron in a way. He kind of looks human, but there is something off about him. He's too polished. He's
more machine than man now. Twisted and evil.
Well, yeah, except that, okay, are we talking about...
So are you, I mean.
Are we talking about Jaffa or the prince?
It's more, you know, he looks, I mean, if you take a photo of him, incredible. He moves quite stiffly.
Finding still images is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he doesn't blink quite as often as you do, which makes your eyes water if you're talking to him for any length of time. He's just odd. But distracting, it's hard to kind of work out where he's coming from.
As you said, basically like David Cameron, one of the lizard men.
What I heard, David Cameron described as C-3PO made of meat, which is, it's not a bad way of, which is not a bad way of describing Prince Harrick either.
I still remember the thing they did in the Gardens of Number 10, you know, with the when they had the coalition and stuff, and you had Cameron and Clegg, and you just looked at them and. I swear to God, I watched them get up to the podium and I was fully expecting them to just go rip their faces off. We all lizard overlords worship us now.
Amongst other people, there is the scholar of the tower, the High Corn, Shonery, who is circulating. He's the person to talk to about any kind of backstory you need, really. He knows everything about the Sindal Empire, and he has a wonderful accent.
Oh, God, no. Right, we'll make sure nobody talks to this man ever again.
There is also a lone Aslan, I'm sorry to tell you, Azan, in the corner. You will recognise this creature as Kaizal. He just seems to hang around the court a lot. You're not quite sure what his job is. You get the impression maybe he was a noble back in the Hierarch, but he's not. He's been here for months and months. So as you enter,
and he's a male. He's an Aslan male.
He's a male. Consequently, he knows fuck all about anything other than killing people. Because the Aslan, the women basically know all the stuff. And the men think that, unlike humans, of course, the men think they know all the stuff, but what they're really good for is killing people.
They've got two claws. What more do you want?
Oleb stands as you... he slowly stands, with the aid of a grav belt that he has. Slowly staggers to his feet. Oh, our conquering heroes! A round of applause! For the Captain Rusain and his band of motley crew. And he hoists a tub of space mead, not like Lovecraftian space mead, into the air, and it sloshes everywhere. He walks away from the throne. Bloody uncomfortable thing. Only use it for formal occasions. That's the end of that. well done. And he walks forward and gives Rosane a big kind of bear hug. Roar, he smells of beer and kings, which is an interesting combination.
That's a long way to go, Your Majesty. We've made a solid start.
Solid? I should say so. We'll be resurgent before you know it. You've brought back two ships. You've saved some idiots from extinction on Marduk. Incredible, incredible news. He grabs Jaffa's hand and grips it tightly, shakes it. Very good, very good. You're the chief engineer, I understand. Incredible, incredible, Mr. Tullockson.
Beady, beady. Yes, I am, beady, beady. And then he presumably lets go of my hand and walks away.
He finds it funny. Everyone else finds it uncomfortable. He just laughs whenever you talk, basically. Mm-hmm. Not in a mocking way, he just loves it. Yeah.
And Razan, of course, my dear, from the planet below, rescued from the ruins and now a space adventurer. Incredible, incredible. He grabs your hand, squeezes it tightly.
Okay, I have it. Just passed a roll on enhanced strength. I saw what he was doing there and I'm like, right.
His eyes widen and you have a surprisingly strong grip. Whoa!
incredible. He looks like he has strength 10.
They breed them strong down there, don't they? Incredible news.
Your Majesty.
Soon you'll be saving all of your people and everyone else. A toast to the heroes of what's your ship called again?
Pride of Innsmouth.
Pride of Innsmouth, wherever the bloody hell that is.
Isn't that one of the places down on your planet?
Mm-hmm.
Your Highness.
I don't know. Could
one
be.
One of the early...
It's an old Earth legend.
Fair enough. Good enough reason to drink. Come, sit down.
You know, Lord Rax stands up, takes a sip of his wine. He's evil. So he takes a sip of wine. He's not evil. He's just... well, he may be. You don't know. Takes a small sip of his wine. The thinnest of smiles appears on his lips. Prince Harrick kind of mechanically takes a sip of his drink. The Princess Rao smiles. And nods at the king, and nods at all of you, and mm-hmm. takes a drink. The Aslan...
I'm sure my father was boffing me.
I'm trying to remember. I get Aslan and Minbari mixed up in my head. In Babylon 5, Minbari, if they have any alcohol at all, they turn into homicidal maniacs. I don't think that's true of Aslan.
No, the Aslan just basically just keep drinking and keep drinking and keep drinking. And then eventually they look around and nobody else is drinking and then they fall over.
Circulate! Enjoy yourselves, everyone! What's your next plan?
So he grabs Rosane and walks you, claps a meaty hand on your back and walks you towards one of the tables, plonks a drink down in front of you.
What's your next plan then?
Well, Your Majesty, some of that's up to you. What do we have in terms of good, solid, noble crew?
I mean, anyone here is glad to get off this bloody place. I'd come myself if I could, but I'm sure you can find anyone you're looking for. Gunners, pilots, engineers, heavies. As long as you can cope with giving them their correct title, I can supply them for you. You have to pay them, though.
Oh, that's fair enough.
I'm not made of money, you know. More's the pity.
No, we're working on that, too. We're working on that.
Now tell me, what was the point of saving these primitives on Marduk? We need to bring the world on side.
So, this is where I start developing my politics skill. So, there was the Sindarin Empire, and it was grand, and it was glorious. And they screwed up.
Hmm.
And then there was the original OG Dranaxia Empire, and it was grand, and it was glorious, and they screwed up. And what they did, they thought they were better than the people they ruled. Well, no, obviously they were better than the people they ruled. Obviously. I mean, that's what nobility is for. But they made it obvious that they thought that. So we won't do that.
They were greedy idiots. You're quite right. I'm not starry-eyed about my ancestors. The legacy they've left me.
So what we do is we go to a place like this and we say, yeah, we will save you from this scourge of the raiders. We will sort our dogma. We will be distracted by a cat around our ankles.
Get that outline off the floor.
Get it.
And then they will talk to their friends, and they will talk to their friends. And then when the planetary assembly says, do we want to be part of the resurgent Drinax Empire? They will say, you know, we remember those guys. They were good to us.
Hearts and minds, eh?
Well, ruled by the hearts and minds, their balls will follow.
Okay. You seem to have impressed. I mean, there's a reason he picked you. Jaffa, you take a seat nearby Lord Rax, who peers at you over his wine glass.
I look at him over my little stein of whatever I'm being forced to drink.
That's very good stuff. It's Drinaxian mega ale. it's actually, to be honest, I mean, if you want, the vaults are still packed full of Imperial, even some old Soleimani wine from old Earth. It's the stuff you're drinking is incredible. The beer is relatively cheap because Oleb likes cheap beer.
Yeah, I mean, I'll drink a little bit. He's counting down the minutes until he can quietly make his excuses and go back to
where things make more sense.
Well, no, go back to fiddling around with some of the tuning with stuff with the Harrier.
Yeah, exactly. An engine that isn't going to say anything inappropriate or make you feel awkward or comment on your voice.
Yeah.
I hope you're looking after the Harrier, Mr. Tunnickson.
Well,
the sole warship the Drinax Empire has remaining.
Well, yes.
Mm.
I will.
I hear you've seen some action.
Yes, the operational parameters were surprisingly good. The particle beams, though we were firing in an atmosphere, exceeded their, and I'll basically just go through that, exceeded, you know, the operational thing by, and you know.
Okay, he'll reassuring.
Well, no, he's not doing it on purpose. He is just talking through kind of his checklist of these are the things that went well, these are the things that I could do with upgrading. Mention again the fact that we need access to the materials.
Well, that would be down to others than myself. Surely, Mr. Tunnickson, you understand how valuable this Harrier is to the kingdom. Can I ask you a question?
I would die for that Harrier, sir. I would die for that beady.
If that is the case, Mr. Tunnickson, do you really think the best thing to do with it is to gallivant around the galaxy, swashbuckling adventures?
So you would prefer to keep it in a museum?
No, I'd prefer to use it as a defensive tool. For
you
one of
do
the few
know...
that this empire
okay,
has left.
I will then go through some of the defensive things that the actual the floating palace actually has.
Oh yes, the palace is
the
well defended.
The palace
very
is
mobile.
Yeah,
can I potentially overhear this conversation?
You till towards the end of it. Yes. Yeah, Oleb will have lost interest and at some point will have switched on one of the, well, two of the three grab belts that he's wearing and is vaguely floating around the room, quaffing beer and singing.
Made a perception by six.
Okay.
When
yes,
you see your highness, that's the point. One goes to war with the navy one has, or one wins the peace with the navy one has, and the navy you have. Okay, careful phrasing there. Is frankly a commerce raider. She's a very good commerce raider, but you do not put a commerce raider in the wall of defence.
She's our one mobile asset that we have. Mm. Our one jump-capable warship.
Indeed. Well, once the shipyards are finished, that will be
a couple of scout ships. That may be enough to impress the king, Mr. Rosane.
A scout ship is an observer. A scout ship brings intelligence.
Well, let us hope so. It is in short supply on this palace.
Well, that's what happens when you have no FTL communications, old chap.
You are, I should point out, you are outside the Imperium. There is also not a great expo network. Mm. So no. It's all at the speed of traders and things, the way news passes.
Rosane is genuinely trying to exert himself to win this guy over at least a little bit. We do not need him as an enemy.
Well, let's have a charm check. You can, Jaffa sort of impressed him with at least you're not some idiot engineer. Diplomacy's fine. And you
I think it's more that than carousing.
Yes, yeah, Rax is not interested in carousing. You can have plus two because Jaffa at least didn't terrify him that you don't know what you're doing.
Okay, is charisma kicking in?
Yes, but not your Varga. In fact, your Varga would be a negative, I'm afraid.
Okay, Rax I can counter the charisma then. And that will be a success by 9, not a critical.
Okay. You get quite deep into the weeds then. So between you, Jaffa...
The impression I'm trying to leave is I may be a bloody-handed butcher, but I'm a thoughtful one.
Yeah, okay. He is at least reassured that what he... And he will be quite open with you. Oleb's idiot plan, influenced by his daughter, who he is far too influenced by... He still thinks it's absolute nonsense, but he at least is reassured that you're not just going to throw the Harrier away.
Oh, God,
you are aware of what important is.
And also, I mean, you know, from Jaffa's point of view, this is his opportunity of a lifetime. He has basically got, he will never work on a ship as good as this, ever. This is as good as it ever gets.
I mean, he's less... impressed with it as a work of, you know, beauty. For him, it's a military asset, and why have they given it to these idiots? But he is at least reassured that you're less idiots than he initially thought. Ozan, you are... What are you doing? Are you kind of circling? Are you sitting in a corner?
I am carousing.
Wow.
I was instructed to drink. I'm drinking, and I am... probably not deliberately, but I might be intelligence analysing what I can see around me.
Okay. Because
I think that's what his brain does now.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. You're very tactical, so you're trying to not to stand out while taking a step back.
Yeah. And but he can't. He doesn't necessarily understand the, you know, all the politics and stuff going on. He doesn't understand that at all.
But you can...
These people are circulating in these kind of ways. That's so that he's kind of...
Let's have an intelligence analysis role. Yeah. It'll be quite abstract.
Yeah, not for anything in particular, just for a sense of what he's doing. That's passed by 8.
Bloody hell, you lot. That's the thing about girls, you're quite competent at things, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. We're either idiots or we're some of the best people you've ever come across.
Oh, poor Anthrax. He wasn't in this. I just never got a chance to. Anyway, it's, I mean, a lot of people are just pretty weary of this kind of feast. Oleb's always, he's always overselling everything. He's always, so a lot of people are just kind of a bit like, as you can tell, Jaffa is, just to be honest, counting down the minutes until they can politely leave. The Aslan, you can't help but be sort of, drawn to him. He's a peculiar one. He's certainly watching you lot with some intensity and seems interested in your exploits. He vaguely talks to the others. He has quite a noble air about him. Clearly was some kind of noble, whether he is at them. You don't know much about Aslan society. You don't much care either. They're all dicks.
I will actively avoid him.
Yeah, okay. Well, you do know, sometimes he does try and sort of sidle round to you, but you move out of the way. He's not sort of forcefully, but he seems to be trying. he does get the impression, you know what I mean. There are some of the nobles. There is a Lady Hill, who is clearly a social climber. She's very up on the etiquette. In a way that no one else in the room is, she's clearly interested in kind of building her power base. Maybe someone to talk to if you want a power base on the kind of the people who take that kind of stuff seriously. Andrinet, you might not be interested in that. As you're sort of looking around the room, you sort of turn to look one way and Prince Harrick is standing like right next to you. And he looks at you. And there is an uncomfortable silence. Mr. Char, he says, after slightly longer than you would expect.
Your Highness.
Well done on your exploits so far.
Thank you, Your Highness.
My sister.
Would you care for a drink?
Thank you.
I'd never drink Char. Wine.
He takes it and sips it like he's softly sucking on a courgette or zucchini for any American listener. I hear you're causing chaos amongst the stars, Mr. Char. One would think you'd seen rather a lot of that at home.
I think we are trying to reduce the chaos. Pirates preying on the people of Marduk is disruptive. If we want to rebuild the network that was once in this sector, as I'm told, then creating stability is an essential step to establishing a harmonious.
You are interested in harmony, Mr. Char.
Yes.
He's going to start singing at you soon.
That funny feeling you get of something being like not quite right or dangerous is on. It's noticeable by its absence at the minute. He's, you don't know quite, it's a very hard man to read.
Mm-hmm.
He's like someone who has had far too much Botox. This plan of my sister's, you think, might actually work?
It's as good a plan as any.
Indeed.
I see the sense in it. What do you think, Your Highness?
I think, and he sort of looks, I don't know whether it's poignant or you're not sure what he looks at, but he looks at a place on the wall and pauses for a minute. I think there are other ways to skin a cat, Mr. Charles.
Do we want to skin a cat?
I shall leave you to your insipidness. And he walks off in a direction.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be a random direction, as far as you could tell. And that is the creepiest encounter you have all night. Everyone else seems quite cheerful. The discussion between Rusain and Rax, they don't quite hit it off so much as have a frank exchange of views that is disagree agreeably, I guess is the best way of putting it. Jaffa... Eventually, it
really,
gets
really the cost there is necessary to the galactic economy.
I've been reading the Stainless Steel Rat, I see.
Jaffa, you kind of it gets pretty dull after they get too political. Several hours in, after Oleb is basically floating upside down on his three grab belts, trying to bonking his feet up and down on the floor and trying to tip beer on everyone, particularly. Lord Rax and Prince Harrick, who he thinks are particularly not fun at these sort of things. Eventually, there comes a point where you can probably quietly leave.
As soon as I can. Well, actually, no. I will be getting my cue from Rorsain. As soon as Rorsain says, "Yeah, okay, you can go now," I am out of there like a cat on a hot tin roof.
I will follow them because I don't want to be left on my own with these weird people.
Yeah. They are. There is something like they don't understand what living is. Like they piss about in this metal coffin that's flying around the tomb of the world below. It's irritating. Just, not only that, they do it with an Aslan in the room.
I'm very uncomfortable about this. Yeah. Obviously, I feel a great sense of personal loyalty to King Oleb, or at least personal gratitude. But I don't get this.
To be honest, nobody really seems to talk to Kaisil either. It's not like he's the talk of the town. He's just kind of like a kind of limp appendage that everyone... You're not the only one who is avoiding him.
Could you send me the spelling first at some point?
Yes, I can. Put it in the chat. The rest of the evening passes, and you leave as soon as you can. Rorsain, saying you probably stay a bit longer. Sooner or later.
Rorsain is feeling quite perceptive tonight, so he will realise that his crew is not quite as comfortable in this situation as he is, and we'll wrap things up.
I'm visibly drinking less than you would expect.
The heroes are leaving. Three cheers for the heroes of the Pride of...
says the king, upside down, floating around in the room, bonking into the dragon throne.
Completely iridium throne. Who will win?
Yeah.
More plunder.
More plunder! That's the spirit. You hear that, Rex? You hear that?
Over the evening... Jaffa will have had a little look at the throne, and could he use that as the to fix the ship?
It's mostly the ships that were defeated by the Sindali Empire.
I know.
I mean, technically, yeah, yes, that would be quite a heist.
Yeah,
it's probably quite heavy.
You want to symbolically cast the King Oleb in a bad light by taking away his
it's just looking.
He hates the throne, but he's not going to let him melt it.
No, if he were doing that, we'd be taking away one of his graft belts so that he can't keep it up anymore.
You know what? Actually, if Jaffa is mentioning this thought, you know, perhaps in an aside.
Oh God,
Ozan will be thinking. Well, you know,
I can carry that.
This social thing is not really my the politics, but you know, I'm not. As this thing develops, if it goes in the direction we want, I'm not sure a king on a throne is really the image we want. And you know, there might be some symbolism in that sort of thing.
Ozan, you are used to finding resources whenever you can and not wasting them. This whole palace is nuts to you.
Mm-hmm. People have been trying to explain some of this stuff to me, and it's like... But he's got stuff. And they need stuff.
Why does he want more stuff?
you could just give the stuff to... They're the same tribe, right? They're the same tribe.
More beer!
Yells the king and disappears into the background.
Ozan is so confused.
Yeah.
The piratical way of life is a socialist way of life, from each according to their ability.
I have realised that I have accidentally built myself a man who, when forced to attend a party, wishes to enter a mind palace and that was purely accidental, I promise. Actually, to be fair, he's finding the carousing part, which I'm not.
Yeah. So, whereas I am... what's-his-face's character from
Four Weddings and a Funeral, where he goes, it's bloody Brigadoon.
I have now spent most of my points.
I have spent my 7.
I have improved tactics and carousing and auto hypnosis.
I should have increased my carousing skill. Yeah. 10 is very low.
Enhanced strength is slowly creeping up there. I could now break a rifle in half. if I get the opportunity.
What's your problem? The problem with carousing is it's based on health, and nobody has lots of health.
Apart from.
Yeah.
It's what we're going for.
But, I mean, one thing Ozan could think about doing, especially now he's actually eating properly and so on and so forth, and actually has proper working out and so on, he could start buying off some of his dex penalties. That's probably not a bad shout, actually.
Long term?
Yeah.
Start saving up.
I mean, I know, as Nick was just kind of talking about sort of longish, sort of medium term goals. One of the things that Jaffa would like to do is have a proper operation on his throat.
Okay.
And actually get rid of the disturbing voice.
Okay, it's certainly doable on Drinax. They have the medical ability to do that.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to pay the points off.
Yeah.
But and where else could you have your throat fixed by a countess?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Massaging your throat up and down.
I mean, you'd probably be... I mean, with modern techniques, to kind of... So, do you want, like, a biological throat again, or do you just want a fixed mechanical voice box?
I don't know.
Have a thing. I mean, they're both possible. I guess the operation to replace your whole metallic throat with a voice bot is going to be a longer layup time. I'm going to be like a week.
Yeah.
Whereas just a bit of electronic tweaking.
Yeah. I've just spent all my points again anyway. So whereas I had minus 7, I had 7 points before, so I would have only had to wait for a couple more sessions.
Are other places in the Reach you might be able to get it done, but honestly, probably better going back to Drinax where you get mate rates because it will cost a bit as well.
And you don't want the discount options. Oh, yes, I can speak perfectly well now. And if you're enjoying this experience, please consider Bombo's voice boxes.
Have you considered buying a Land Rover? You have to end every sentence with that. Sorry, I'm distracted because Land Rover was featured very heavily in the new James Bond computer game. Very unsubtly. Okay. Anything else you guys want to do tonight?
I'll quick look at notes.
Sleep aboard the ship just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sleeping on board the ship anyway. Mostly because by the time he finishes doing his bits and pieces, he actually can only drag himself the 10 or 15 yards to his bunk.
Also, as Nick said, it's probably a whole lot more spacious than our guest quarters on the palace.
It is, yeah. Not necessarily quite as polished, but
way more luxurious. Or it will be when we've got the proper gold threaded cushions.
It's probably
for the cooling effect.
Best not to fall asleep under the fusion plant again. But you know, it's quite safe.
It is very safe.
Yeah.
Just get a bit of water drip on you.
I feel like there was some sort of research. Do we need to get information on... That's probably not a tonight thing anyway. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think if you're talking about the cavern, you probably pump the library for what you can find. If there's
no, I'm thinking about world, something like we wanted to visit.
Okay.
But I'm also thinking Sam is possibly going and doing the library thing.
Yes, he's much more interested in that sort of thing.
His kind of obsession, which I suspect might include the cavern.
Well, exactly. He's the one who found that in the first place. But he's always on the lookout for sort of ancient empires. Okay, the next day.
Any other places where he can gig?
Basically, he doesn't gig anymore, I don't think. Basically, quite early palace time. There is the ship is hailed, the equivalent of your sort of internal doorbell.
Chances are, Jaffa's up and about and working already.
Would have thought so. Who would take the call?
Not me.
The external cameras show Princess Rao.
Oh, in which case
the foot of your.
In which case we go.
Ozan is a sleepy boy.
We go wake up the dog.
Brr. I'm sorry.
I was having a wonderful dream. I had almost caught my tail.
Then I was going to shake him down and say, "Who hired you,
boss?"
Yeah.
The princess is here, Beady Beady.
Recipe 17. Yes, I accept the risks, but I got good the hangover quickly.
Okay, I hand you the slightly smoking drink. Okay, take a couple of steps back. Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, Mississippi 4.
I don't know
4,
what that is, but it's done me a power of good.
Mississippi 5, he hasn't exploded yet. Okay, take that as a win.
The bell goes again. She is on her own, which is slightly unusual.
Yep, I'll open the lock, Your Majesty. Or is it Highness? Highness, I think.
Grace, your Grace.
No, that's Duke's.
Okay. Highness.
Highness for...
Well, I mean, it depends on local custom.
My
anyway.
Lord it Mayor! Does. My Lady Mayoress.
She comes aboard. She's dressed in not the radiant kind of outfits you dressed in last night. It's much more, it's still very fashionable, but much more kind of casual wear. She's carrying a small data pad. Ah! Thank you for allowing me on board. I'm sorry I missed all of you last night, but it was wonderful to see the celebrations, and I'm very pleased the plan is going well. So far.
Well, so dear father, it's early days, but I think we have some have reasonable hopes.
I have an idea based on some current events that may help us win over some, how did you put it? How did my father put it? Some hearts and minds. It's come to my attention, she taps the data pad and drops it on the table. The Torpol and Clark, you're probably aware, they're quite close by.
Indeed.
Were both hit very recently by pirates. But not just any pirates, this was a raiding party. They weren't interested in the ships. They were interested in the planet. Both of them
not
flew
open,
down
then.
To... Not Ogman, no. Ogman ever go this far, and they wouldn't dare to attack places like Torpol and Clark. Those places have functioning governments. They have defences. They flew to Clark, landed, headed to Torpol, and jumped out. Both the governments of Torpol and Clark have prices on the heads of these raiders, and it occurs to me, if you could maybe in your capacity as the your alter ego, should I say, having read your reports, maybe you could do us some good public relations out there. If that's the way you are heading anyway, please don't let me step in your way. But
that sounds like our primary ego, never mind our alter ego.
Very good. Well,
the good, happy, friendly, fix your dog, repair your fence, that kind of thing. The new shiny Empire of Drenax.
Well, yes. If you could just remember at all times what you're trying to do. It seems you've done that so far already, but I shall leave it in your hands, but both the governments put prices on the heads of the raiders. I know little more about it, but what little is on the datapad. Mm. Good luck, gentlemen.
Very much appreciate the information. Thank you, Highness.
Remember where you heard it from. She heads off the ship and leaves you with the datapad, which doesn't say very much more. It's just some scattered information that traders. There's been a bounty placed on the raiders. They seem to be the same raiding group. There's very little information about who they are or why anyone knows they're the same raiding group, but it was a pretty small force. There's rumours that they were pirates from Thieve.
And Thieve,
do we know what they took?
It is not mentioned. Okay, let
so
me see.
We need to go on world for that, probably.
It mentions on here the Clark have put a bounty of half a mega credit. The Torpor bounty is 2 mega credits. For the pirates, dead or alive, so long as they're proof that it is the raiders that raided these worlds. There is no mention about what they took or what they did on either of the planets.
I think we have to go to Clark, which we were planning to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they the cannibals? Comes from the engineering. I'm sure I've heard that they're cannibals. I don't want to be eaten.
Oh, someone's come back to bed. They are...
I was in bed the whole time.
Yes, that's true. That's been woken up. What you vaguely remember is there's some kind of death cult. Yeah, maybe cannibals, something.
Sure,
yes, but is it the fun kind of death cult with the black robes and the knives, or is it the boring kind of death cult where they just die? I mean, these things matter.
Style, it's our style.
Do they hit you over the head with a shovel? That might be a bit niche for some.
I mean, it may depend on your actions there. Let's see what I can tell you about Clark that you would be able to pick up from your library data. Which subsector is it in? It's in Tilawaha. It's in a small cluster just off Drenax, a small cluster of 3 worlds.
Yeah,
I believe.
One jump away for us.
Yes, it's 2 parsecs.
Getting to Thieve presents an interesting challenge.
Yes, that's why there's more rumours about Thieve than anything. It's actually quite hard to get to. It's quite isolated. And so very few people have actually visited it.
We could do it with J2, but we would have to go round through Imperial space.
Ah, you see, that's the...
Which I'm not in a hurry to do.
No, but Jaffra and Rorsay look at each other and go... We'll leave that a little bit.
What you can read in your library data about Clark is, formerly a garden world, Clark was bombed by the Star Guard during the last years of the Kingdom of Drenax. Hundreds of thousands have died when the old capital was destroyed and millions more starved in the years that followed as the dust cloud soared, caused several years without a summer. Clark's tech base was similarly crippled. Virtually all the high-tech facilities and services were concentrated in the capital. Deprived of the high-tech medical facilities that could heal the sick and dying, the people of Clark chose to preserve their mortally wounded in the hopes that when they were built, they could be healed. The practice of freezing the dead quickly evolved into a religion that worshipped the dead. Today, everyone who dies on Clark is immediately placed in a carbon weave monolith and stored until the day of healing that will one day arrive. The psychopomp priests who control the preservation technology rule the planet. The dead are everywhere, as the black monoliths are used as building materials in the dark, oppressive cities.
Okay. Hang on. You've made my house out of granny.
But she's always there.
She should be honoured to be a brick in the wall. The planet becomes ever more insular, ever more death-obsessed.
Okay, so two things. One, does anybody from Dryonex want to take anything to Clark? Are there any cargoes?
You could. I mean, there's certainly freight you could take. Yeah. Basically just random. So, yes, you could put some freight cargo and get sort of a standard rate.
They don't do any special trade modifiers.
Or you could try some speculative trade. Maybe they like stiffs. There are rules for sort of a standard freight rate. Basically just stuff people want taken there.
Grinax is non-industrial and Clark is basically nothing.
There are technically were a high-tech world. They're not really much anymore.
I mean in terms of trade categories.
Things they like. The psychopumps there seem to want to maintain the status quo. As does everyone in charge of any world, I guess.
Yeah. So basically, we want a non-industrial purchase DM, which would be.
The other thought as well is get
nothing.
What's his face, the trader, and this again would be Rorsane rather than me.
Rosando.
If he turns out to be played by Max Jolesy.
Oh, you will wish.
We need to start trying to find materials to upgrade the ship or fix the issues with the ship.
Do not plate your ship with corpses.
I was just going to say. It's a perfect plan.
Totally refractory corpses.
Reavers. Here we come.
Okay, so we don't have a clear sense of what they're likely to want.
So, in terms of freight, let's load up on bulk freight, consignment freight, rather than speculating. There's no
You can
thing to do.
You can fill your cargo with freight to Clark. I forget the standard rate for it, but it is somewhere in the main.
One mo.
But you can certainly get that.
So one of the things we should try and establish once we get there is what does Clark want?
Yes.
For next time we visit.
Yes. That would be helpful. You are trying to win all these worlds over. What does a cult who likes putting dead people in bricks and building houses out of them? What could they possibly want for the cult that has everything?
I mean, I suppose to some extent, technology. Because we know they were...
A brick factory would probably be...
A lot of their high-tech stuff was eliminated.
It occurs to you, as you're thinking about that, if they ever did recover the ability to sort of resurrect these people,
they probably don't.
The psychopomps who are in charge would lose a lot of their power because they're like the custodians of the dead.
Sure, but there's lots of different types of tech that they might, you know, if they've lost their tech base in general.
I think probably, you know, medical tech on the basis of like keeping people alive until they can be frozen. You know, the real horror on Clark is someone being, you know, obliterated before they can be put in a brick.
For a two-parsec hop like this, 1,600 credits per ton.
Okay. Yeah, it's reasonably. And you've got, I forget your cargo hold, but it's like 40 tons, is it?
30 right. Something, I think, but off the top of my head, but I'm not.
I shall have a look for you.
So maybe we hold in mind investigate tech trading leads rather than actually taking tech.
Yes. As far as the freight goes, it'll probably take you 2 or 3 days to load up with enough to fill up your cargo hold.
That's fine. We've got basic data on the world anyway, so that's fine. Weirdly, so I'm just thinking, on Drinax feel free to correct me, might weirdly be a better place for me to investigate the military situation of those worlds than on those worlds where it's more likely to be controlled.
That's a very fair point.
Again, from a looking at what defences they had and how these raiders got through viewpoint. So I probably, if we're spending a few days loading up on freight, I probably want to spend some time trying to dig up and analyse that information.
Okay, on the military. Okay, we'll have a research role from you. You have got 50 tons available.
Oh, 50 to load tons. Up. Okay, fair enough. Better than I thought.
I will attempt to auto hypnotise myself for research purposes. I succeed.
Okay.
My research is now 13.
I was going to say, that's your research bonus, doesn't it?
Yes, success by 5.
Okay. The
Mind Palace.
Okay, so they have a. What can you learn about that? They have a starport. It is not built by the General Development Company. Incredibly, it's one of their own. There is a small high port, but most of it is down on the low port.
Oh, God. Does that mean we've got to land?
Yes. Oh, they don't have a high port, in fact. They just have a down port. It's on the Florian trade route, and so they get a lot of traffic, mostly passed through the starboard. Consequently, they have 3 system defence boats, and they have quite a number of sort of surface-to-air missiles.
And they were still hammered.
They may have been taken by surprise or stealth or something. So it's not an undefended world. It is not like an imperial world at all, because none of the worlds in the Reach are really. But it is.
Do we know if they've got reasonably good satellite network?
They have a satellite network.
Yeah.
There are
gaps. So again, I'm thinking about detection capabilities. So okay, we're probably looking at someone who's able to evade that sort of thing.
Yes, if you're from a higher tech background. I mean, the when it was destroyed, being technical and speaking in traveller terms, it was a TL, it was a tech level 14. But now it is more like the bare minimum. I forget space around. It's hard to constantly convert. But you're in the realm of like tech level 10 or 11, but it doesn't translate that well because this was a... They have cities, they have... Mm-hmm. Mass transit, they have missiles, they have some spacefaring, but it is, and again, they have satellite technology, but it is nothing like Drinax has.
Clark is actually TL9 right now.
Which is, what's that, early space rate faring in GURPS terms? In Traveller terms.
Is it, yeah, it depends.
I think they get jump at. Yeah, they have gravity, but they don't quite have jump drive yet in terms of what they can produce locally.
I mean, they can obviously trade for it.
Yeah, and
they are
maybe do some basic maintenance on jump ships if necessary, but not produce new ones.
And the tech, as far as their defenses,
they do have a B starport. That's the thing.
Yes, or a class. Yeah, the starport, because it's on the Florian trade route. And that is well defended. Outside of the starport, it's much patchier. And so the satellite network that they have is mainly focused on the ships that land at the starport. You would, for any kind of starport of that grade, you would be nuts to assault it unless you are in a capital ship of some kind.
That's also just a bad idea in general. Just why would you do that? You want planets to have starports, especially if you might be able to conquer them at some point.
Yeah, well, it's rare that people assault starports.
It's so much better if you could just bribe them.
If the starports get raided or damaged, people are going to stop going there with expensive things you can steal.
Oh, you've got way more cargo than I thought. You've got 50 tons in your cargo hold. You've also got 65 tons if you use your empty habitation modules and the missile pod.
Fair enough.
May as well use all of that.
Yeah. You will be noticing that the amount of space is very slowly, very slightly decreasing as Ozan accumulates plants.
No, that's fine. Hydroponics we like.
I'm going to say you get 100 tons. You can get 100 tons of freight. That's basically all that's available. But it's going to take you 3 days to do that. Okay.
Oh, and more importantly, we start using some of my
the new loading system.
New loading system that I'm in the process of designing at the moment.
Well, yeah, you can spend a bit of time working on the rails and let's have a freight handling roll. It's not going to, but just partly to so you can work out how to deal with it all.
Yeah.
Freight handling is more telling people where to put the
freight. I've got 12.
Be more gentle with that. You ought to blow us all to kingdom come.
Okay.
Oh, you
sorry,
do.
That's more hazardous materials, but you know.
So I've rolled 9 to 1 under.
Yeah, that's fine. You're getting the hang of it. You've managed to get it packed in.
Oh, no, sorry. Three under. I can't count.
Oh, even better. You're getting the idea of how to get it in efficiently without wasting a lot of tonnage.
Yeah. And so. some of the sort of semi-designs that I've done help.
Now, let's see.
Would you like me to make a engineer starships role to start working towards that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I made a note of how many man hours you need to do for that. 40 hours.
No, the reason why I say that is I've just rolled 7 under my skill of 16, so I made it by 9.
It's not a critical success, no. But you can knock 3 days worth of out. You can work 8 hours a day, basically, so you can knock 24 hours off that. You just got to do 16 hours, a bit of welding work, a bit of planning, a bit of detail to get those rails sorted.
Cool. Okay, so we've got another 16 hours to go.
And a jump to do it in.
And a jump, and a jump to do it in, because presumably it's all stuff that I could do.
That stuff, yeah. You don't, it's not.
I've deliberately.
There are some things you don't want to work on when you're in jump space.
Yeah.
This is not one of them.
Yeah.
Anything involving outside work.
Yeah.
The jump drive, also not good.
Yes. life support.
Yes.
Yeah.
As I say, number of things. Are you, Rasane, Azan, anything you're particularly planning to do? You want to look at your scout ships? Are you working on any of those, or are you just.
Yeah, well, presumably by the time we're getting ready to leave, they've had a chance to look them over, got some idea of, you know, are there any particular spare parts that we could cut the fixed cost by returning with, that kind of thing.
A power plant for one of them. If you can source a power plant, otherwise you'll have to buy standard price for a power plant, which will be in the rule book somewhere. The repairs for both ships, blasting the ramp off, sorting out the fuel. What seems fair?
I stand over the engineer that I trained, tapping a wrench.
It's the materials, isn't it?
And
the man hours. We're not getting paid if we're working on these ships.
But think
$4 million for a scout ship power plant.
Think of the profit.
Well, there you go.
Maybe we can
find another one.
And think of basically you guys maybe asking not so much for money, but maybe a share in what they can recover.
I mean,
beady.
It's hard to get the parts up here on this circulating palace above a blasted world.
Yes, I know. Can I just point out, beady, those are the words, beady, that I taught you, beady, to say, beady.
At the beginning of every negotiation, I remember, boss.
Yes.
So with the power plant, well, okay, so the first chip he can get working, minimal damage, no ramp.
Well, no, he can nick. What he can do is he can actually take from the second ship.
Okay, so if you want to cannibalise the second ship...
And then we've got more to fix on the second ship, but we know that anyway.
But it gets one full spec ship up and running, so...
Then it's going to cost you 10 grand to fix up the first ship.
Yeah, and that's mostly actual labour rather than anything else.
Okay, shall I deduct that?
Yeah, please. Sounds good.
Okay, you're about to earn way more than that, I'm afraid.
Good.
okay, I will make a note that you now, by the time, well, in 2 weeks, which is the time it's going to take them, you will have, where's my little note, 2 weeks working scout ship with whatever livery you want. It's up to you. It will still be, at that point, it will still be Ogman registered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can attempt to disguise it and rip it all out.
No, I think we want it to look Ogmany.
All right. Okay. Well, they can work on that. But by the time, to be honest, if you go straight there and back, it'll be done. But in the next 2 weeks, they will have that scout ship ready. The other one is not going to need a ton more work.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're probably in the realm of, about 4. Well, as you say, you'll need the power plant. And a bit of extras, probably like 4.5 mega credits.
And we know that these guys are going to screw around for 13 days and then pull an all-nighter, so...
well, that's what I do. Actually, no, I don't screw around
for... Have you taught them?
Well, I don't screw around for the 13 days.
I mean, the other option is you could sell what's left of the scout ship for parts, but I leave that up to you.
A ship is a ship.
If you get it fixed up, it's worth more. Okay, well, let's say on that day, as you've worked through that, you then pull slowly out. Sam pushes all the right buttons, pulls the right lever, and you accelerate 100 diameters. Still don't know why it's diameters. What does that even mean in physics?
Physics is weird, man.
Okay. It's something we don't understand. Physics beyond our ken.
No, Beyond Our Ken was the thing with Kenneth Williams.
Oh, thank God. you enter. There's the familiar thrum and the strange thudding in your bones as you enter the other space. Azan. You'll find your jump space a bit more... You've been in jump space a few times before. Number of times before. But on the trip back from... Marduk, and again now, I don't know what it is, you're not sleeping well, you wake up in the middle of the night, you're a good sleeper,
yeah.
I'm very proud of your sleeping ability, something about jump space that just, you always wake up more tired than you went to sleep, it's the cusp of a bad dream, something. Every time you wake up, you're on the verge of some horrible revelation. Your kind of danger sense
to distract myself.
You always wake up with your danger sense pinging.
Event horizon, here we come.
But you can't. There's nothing more to it.
Can't quite. Maybe I'm just hangry. I go in search of snacks.
There are many snacks.
I eat a lot of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
We don't have a size stat.
There may be a certain focus on the more meaty snacks, but you know.
No, that's another one of my quirks. I also have to eat more than usual.
I'm going to let you, Jaffa, have another roll on your engineering. If you're working on the rails, you can't quite finish the job here. There's only a limited amount you can do in jump space.
That is 11 under 16. So that is made it by 5.
So the job is done apart from a bit of stuff you could only do in dock now, which will probably take you a few hours. Partially because you need the cargo bay doors open to finish the job.
But basically, what I'm saying, what we're saying is potentially already with what we've done, it should speed up cargo handling significantly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you still need to get stuff on the ship, but then you can move it around much more easily with your innovative Tunnixon, I don't know what you want to call it, twister.
The Tunnixon freight maneuvering system, surely.
What an imagination this man has. Yeah.
Mainly because he can't think of an acronym.
The Tunnixon Innovative Traveller. I can't think of an acronym for that.
No, I can't. No.
Some time later, you emerge around the kind of muddy grey ball of Clark. This is now day 63, and your maintenance is
Tunnixon Auto Rail Transport System. There we are.
Very good. You just need to fire up the tarts on that. Okay. You do the standard hail of the... Well, are you hailing the downport? What are you planning to do?
Yeah.
Hail downport full of grace.
Well, we're carrying...
Out of Drenax with consignment freight. Request approach and landing.
Please enter the holding pattern.
It's quite a busy port, so you end up having to wait a little while before you can head down. A couple of hours.
Oh, that would be a shame. Okay, while we're doing that, I mentioned to our beloved captain that scanning every single ship in the area might be an option to see which ones.
The only reason I didn't say already say passive sensors on maximum sensitivity was because I didn't want to interrupt you.
Okay. No one seems to have a vector towards you. Everyone seems
No. You're missing what Roger and I are talking about. We're looking
ship signatures.
We're looking at ship signatures. We're looking at stuff to nick. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Many far traders. Many. I've forgotten what a smaller trader is. A standard trader, like Beowulf.
Free trader
is what I'm thinking of. There's a few far traders. There's a few. There are a few scouts. There's a few safari ships. There's a science ship, which tends to stay in orbit and they send a shuttle down. And there is a single large subsidized trader.
Yeah, you can only really land a science ship once.
Do we want a science ship?
There doesn't seem to be much else here, but if you hang around long enough, you know, more stuff will enter. We'll just get you flying down to the landing pad. You fly over a huge, kind of black, shiny square, which you realize is a cemetery. A huge cemetery of millions of corpses, all frozen in this carbon weave. And as you land at the starport, on your designated landing pod, you watch as the black, shiny necrotemple perched atop the starport raises into the grainy, grey atmosphere. It is raining, it is miserable, it is like Wolverhampton, only more so. Imagine Wolverhampton with a death cult.
Oh, so Wolverhampton then.
And as you're the Innsmouth, the pride of Innsmouth touches down on the misery laden planet of Clark. Perhaps we'll draw this session to a close.
Brilliant.
That was fun.
You're welcome.
So not around for the next 2 weeks for this, yes?
Not me, so certainly not for next week. I am around the week after, but we could do a... Maybe it's a good time to have a little intermission.
Yeah,
I have an idea for a possible one-shot with Mark and John, and we'll see how things go.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, we can hop on that, or I can hop on that the week after, if it... Assuming, you know, by one shot you mean a 6 week.
Yeah. Oh, who knows? I mean, the one at Wartstock seemed to work.
It has been known that we finish a one shot in one shot.
Yeah, not very often. But...
Not very often.
Well, we'll see how things go anyway.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right.
And obviously, Shim, do not forget the immortal words of, a moment, so you have to bear with me a second. I've got to read it. Vo befinden sich die Tischtennisplatten.
How do you find the table tennis?
Table tennis.
Table.
Court.
Okay. I know in French you say, pour aller en dinant, s'il vous plaît. Beep! Pour aller en dinant, s'il vous plaît. That's all I've learned from French.
Écoutez et répétez.
My French teacher used to scream, Eras Botti, to every... And I spent 6 months in that class wondering what the fuck Eras Botti was until I finally realised she was saying, Eras spotting. It's a little private hell, I thought I'd let you.
Okay, I think you should. I think you should.
It's a good name for an undiscovered planet.
Was a French word. But...
Yeah. Erasbotti, a small planet, jump 3 away from...
Well, have a lovely time on Almagno.
Yeah.
I will do my best.
Enjoy. And
have a good trip, Nick.
Yeah, and enjoy enjoy York. Yeah, are you dungeoning or anything like that?
We're going to see Stuart Lee on Friday night in the Lowry. And then we're just spending a few days in York.
Have you done the riverboat?
No, trip? Might do that. It's going to be hot.
If there's decent weather, I recommend it.
It's going to be decent.
Yeah, there should be some shade. You can sit there and drink and listen to...
Well, that would be nice.
Explanations of what's on either side.
You might actually go into York Minster. Never done that. And it might be cool in there.
Start saving now.
Yeah, well, my parents have offered.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, fair enough.
That's why we might do it this time.
And go and see Marty as well.
Yes, maybe the train museum. I've never been to the train museum.
Oh, it's excellent.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, I love it. I'll lobby for that.
Cool.
All right. Cheers all.
Cheers. Bye everybody.
Bye.